portion brought to you by Lorain County Solid Waste District. You can find out what you can recycle, take it to the center. You can visit their website to learn more. Or you can ask Keith Bailey a question, the director. We get a chance to do that on occasion, and he's here this morning to talk about the center. Now, end of year time, is there like a rush of people cleaning up, doing things, or is this what's going on at the center here in the month of
right
December?
After Christmas, we always seem to get hit. All right, when they get their new electronics, they got to get rid of their old electronics. I don't know what it is, but they can't have them lying around for long. So we will get hammered right after Christmas with old electronics. That's the big issue this time of year. So we're still open 3 days a week. You know, from Monday and Wednesday, noon to 6, and every Saturday, 9 to 6, except for national holidays. So we're there, all right?
With electronics, are there things that people, obviously, they may drop off? Are there some items they should not bring in?
We cannot take TVs larger than 27 inches and with a catheter rate with a picture tube. We have no outlet for those. So we send them off the landfill, unfortunately. But the large flat screens, there's a home for them. We can go up to 50, 65 inches if you got the flat screen, LCD, LED, that has quit on you. We can take those. There's a market for those. So we continue to look for markets for tube TVs, but it's getting better in the tube TV market. There's been a patent filed and a company that is now making an inert glass product out of picture tubes. So we finally have a product being made that can be used downstream. That's the key to anything when you go to the recycling. There has to be some place where they make a product out of it downstream. So,
well, I was going to say, when you talk about electronics, computers,
yeah,
anything like old stereo equipment?
Yeah, we'll take that as well. DVRs, DVDs. I mean, this time of year, they get rid of their old ones, their old VCRs, and the new Bluetooth players are out now, you know, and they're buying those, so we get those in the mix.
For people who are concerned with privacy, data, things on their computer, what happens to these computers that are dropped off?
We're getting ready to change vendors. We've been with a vendor that's a work group up in Cleveland High, RET3, and they're pretty well known. These vendors that we work with are certified by the government and to make sure all the privacy information is destroyed before anything leaves their hands. So these are licensed vendors that we work with, and they have to meet very rigorous controls to be under contract with us. So the EPA gives us a list, you know, here you are.
When people bring in these items and then they are turned over to another party, how can they be recycled? What do they become in their next phase of life?
Well, this is amazing to me. This is probably the most evolving industry we've ever seen in the waste industry is electronics. I can remember when we paid to get rid of everything. Then they discovered there's gold inside these things, all right? And there's solder, and there's the green board now can be recycled totally. So there's a real drive to get electronics out of the waste stream. And we've seen our costs plummet, and we're actually going to get a little bit back under this next contract with a new company out in Indianapolis that will actually pay us for some electronics, not for all, but for some. And that's a change in the way we do business. It's probably the most evolving product that we have out there. It's evolved because there is money in the metals, in the solders, in the green board, in the gold that are in electronics, and these companies have found ways and patented patents to process this material. I can remember the first day I seen green board make $6 a pound. Now you're looking at a dollar ounce ground. So, yeah.
That's a big, big increase.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, as you talked about, if somebody can find out there's money in the end, they'll gladly take the what is our trash turning into treasure, so to speak.
That's right. That's right. Now, there's a certain amount of refurbished computers going out there, and we sponsor that. We still give out refurbished computers. But as you know, as the computers get older, people don't want those slow pokes. They want a faster machine. The ones we give out are basically Pentium 4s, And a lot of the hard drives and stuff cannot even be used nowadays, reused. So mostly they go out with a new hard drive in them. And relatively cheap for the refurbisher because they buy thousands.
People are doing maintenance, maybe doing some painting. If they have old paint, they can drop that off.
Bring it to the center. We're, you know, we just shipped a load of hardback books the other day. So don't forget the hardback books. We like to have those come in as well. If you have a bunch of cardboard, we'll take that off your hands. And we'll bale that on site with our cardboard. We'll take all the curbside recyclables you put in your green bin at the curb. If you have overabundance or you live in an apartment, you want someplace else to go, we'll take those as well.
Well, that's good to know because I've had a lot of cardboard boxes show up at my doorstep recently. I wonder why. And it takes a few of them and they fill up the green thing. So if I have extra, I can just drop them off there and not have to parcel it out week by week to fill up my
We have a lot of small businesses that use our cardboard recycling. Bobles is one of them. I mean, Bobles comes with a whole truckload. They back up and, here you go, Keith. And the guy said, oh, Bobles are here again. But we take that cardboard and we recycle it.
Do you do anything after the season related to Christmas trees, or is that a whole other different industry?
Yeah, we'll be in the Christmas tree recycling after Christmas. Haven't announced that yet, but that'll be coming out very shortly.
And if somebody would like to drop off something, what are the hours and days?
We're open Monday and Wednesday from noon to 6 p.m., and we're open Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And don't let it worry you that the door is closed. It's automated. You drive up close enough, it'll come open, and you can drive in, all right?
Yeah, and it's quick and easy, and they usually just, I think, ask for your zip code of some sort related to that, so that you are a Lorain County resident. They also can track things as well.
I know last time we talked, you had a significant number of visitors pass through. What was that number again?
We passed 50,000 units in September. So
any idea where you stand
units.
Now?
We're about 53,000 is right now.
Okay.
So.
And located on Abbey, if people identify, what do you usually tell them where you're located?
We're located between Taylor Street to the north and Broad Street on the south, right north of Odd Lots, right south of the VFW. You can't miss us, the big blue arch, just drive in the front door.
As you say, the door will open up, magically you'll be able to drive through, and it makes it easy for people. They don't have to worry about getting out of their car, and you guys pull up with the little carts and unload some stuff. Keith, thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate it. Keith Bailey with the Lorain County Solid Waste Management District. Again, you can visit their website to learn more, loraincounty.us/solidwaste, or you can give them a call at 328-2368.